Is she reading those Rainbow Magic Fairy books?
Oh, my God. Every single one. Cover to cover.
Lauren the Puppy Fairy.
Do I hate
Margie the Monkey Fairy.
Those are written by a combination of machine.
It's a Perl script. It's a Perl script.
It is, yeah.
It's a bad Perl script, too.
They take Twilight fan fiction. And Mad Libs. They take Twilight fan fiction, remove the sex, and turn them into the Rainbow Fairy series, I swear.
Wait. There was sex in Twilight?
In the Twilight fan fiction.
Ah.
Yeah, that's
remember,
where it
50
was.
Shades of Grey is right, Twilight, fan, is fiction Twilight fan fiction.
I don't know the book of which fairies. You speak. Was Rainbow that ever Magic published?
Fairies. 50 Shades of Rainbow Magic Fairies, okay?
That's the title of this episode.
Oh, and if someone doesn't know
it would be the title of this episode if I'm going to totally edit this part out, but that's okay.
That's why we're
Rainbow Magic Fairies. It's what After Darks are for. Kieran J. Healy in the chat room recommending we title this episode or the After Dark, 50 Shades of Glenn.
That's the title of every After Dark.
oh, my. All right, we're still on the chat room and on the live feed, I should say, for a few moments more until I turn that off. So don't libel people.
We can't just start swearing, is what you're saying.
Say, no, you can. Just minimum. Don't say anything libelous. But you can swear all you like because it's the After Dark.
That
now.
Goddamn
oh,
Jason
fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks.
Very good Wrinkle in Time reference.
Wait,
that's not Wrinkle in Time.
And those on the, in the chat room, if you would like to vote at showbot.5by5.tv now on a title that would help. There are a few title suggestions in there that I find amusing. Convenience Store of Dune, which is a Dan Morin exclusive, I think. Or was that a Glenn Fleischman?
Oh, that was me.
That was a Dan Morin. Glenn just picked Dune. If that's ladylike, so be it. That's one of mine. Dude, you have a tattoo on your face. we're all English majors here. Pick up some dick.
Wow.
I did some
I think we'll get the wrong kind of SEO from that.
Yes. I think you may be right about that. My dad was a ham radio operator. Now I just read all year long.
I like let's time travel to the black plaque. And that's I think my
when typos attack. And a pie fight with Klingons. All right. There's some good ones in there. Convenience Store of Dune is good, so I'll save this out for later use for the Showbot.
Oh, Showbot.
Thank you, Showbot.
You are welcome.
That was very creepy.
You are not the Showbot. Lies!
Robot cowboy.
Bias!
Coming through.
Showbot. Coming through here.
Showbot.
Well, for a hastily slapped together premise, I thought that was great. That was good.
That's the title of the episode.
Hastily slapped together premise.
That was great.
I would just say a hastily slapped together premise is pretty good.
Yeah.
Thinly veiled hostility. That's also yes. good.
What I would like to answer the question in the chat room, what I would like is to have the ability to have both an amusing title and also an informative subtitle. That's not displayed on the 5x5 site, impossible. Although if in iTunes it actually is displayed. If you look at the podcast listing in iTunes, you'll have your funny title on the left and your actual useful description on the right. But it seems like a lot to ask. It's kind of a load to. I did that a couple of times last year where I put like in parentheses what the show is really about. But it's kind of boring if we were doing ridiculous titles even before we came to 5x5, and all the 5x5 shows are largely ridiculous titles, except for Mac Power Users. They're very sensible people. And
oh, sensible.
Well, they're power users.
They are. They say things that are sensible.
They have a
sensible article.
I'm so tired.
I think Lex is going to sleep now. So
Good night, Lex.
Let's not hear snoring on his microphone.
Yes, Lex hasn't slept it.
I've definitely slept it. You know, speaking of science fiction, I'm testing this thing for Macworld now, this clock that, you know, is an iPhone dock, whatever it has associated with.
Is it a science fiction clock?
The clock watches you sleep. The clock.
Ew.
That's just creepy.
It's coming from inside the clock.
inside the clock is an eye that literally watches you sleep, and it reports on your sleep based on the visual. And it, like, you can, if you look at the app while you're in bed to verify that it's working, it shows you like this live updating chart of how much you're moving. And it's supposed to be a baseline when you're sleeping. So you try to stand perfectly still. And literally, I fall asleep every night singing Rockwell. I always feel like somebody's watching me.
It's impressive that you can fall asleep while singing.
It's a good falsetto for this time of night.
Yeah. Well, Michael Jackson sang that part, though.
That's true.
Of that song.
That's true.
And I just had no privacy.
I sneak into Dan's apartment and stare at him all the
time. Wow. That was disturbing.
I mean, he shakes me awake every morning, too. It's like my own personal alarm clock.
That's true. And I leave a graph of when he's moved in the night. So it's
Scott McNulty coming through.
Which is much more helpful than you think it is.
Coming through, Scott McNulty.
On that note.
Wow. That was really creepy. Yeah. Nemeses do that to each other.
Nemeses do. You know what, Scott? I have to say, can I just say, I listened to the Joko podcast on my way, lengthy drive home from vacation, and was disappointed that though you picked the song Nemeses, you did not name me as your nemesis, for everyone knows.
I'm his nemesis.
No, you're not. I'm sorry.
For the purposes of this show.
I'm sorry.
For the purposes of this show, I'm his nemesis.
You're both pretty.
I mean, Glenn, all I have to do
you
is
may
ask
be his
my
general
phone.
Purpose nemesis.
All I have to do is ask my phone, who is my nemesis? And it will tell me Scott McNulty. I can
confirm. We have to fight.
You should do this live on the air as a test.
You're going to be my new nemesis.
I was disappointed,
Dan.
Too, that Scott didn't mention that you were one of his nemesis. He just said, I collect nemesis.
I know. I was waiting. I was like, oh, man. I am the character in that song I wish that Scott was my nemesis, but he just doesn't really think about me that way.
Now, I'm supposed to frustrate my nemesis, so I did that by not
you
calling
did it perfectly,
you out.
Yeah.
Well done, Mr. McNulty. Well
I was disappointed that Jonathan
done.
Colton didn't come at the end of this podcast and tell us that we had all been wrong again.
Yes, all the
I can't wait. I can't wait. That's so exciting. To hear it. I haven't heard it yet.
It's Glenn's already happened. Glenn, it's already happened.
Time to listen to the podcast.
I'm waiting.
The Time Travelers podcast.
Yes, Glenn's out of sync with
he's come time. Unstuck in time.
Isn't he always?
Yes.
I'm going to bed now.
All right. This great Rick Springfield song for you.
So thank you everybody in the chat room who has suggested or voted on titles and listened and made comments and left barbs and other secret messages in the chat room. And I'm going to turn off the thing that ends the broadcasting in the chat room. So this ends our broadcast day on 5x5 for Wednesday, July 11th, 2012. Thank you for listening. The national anthem is up next, followed by the sunrise sermon. Good night.
Keep watching the skis.